Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. I just have a couple of points this morning. Number one, this virus is taking a toll on Medicare. This is not a freebie. It costs a lot of money to take care of the people. It's also taking a toll on insurance companies because this is not cheap. And my understanding is it's coming back again, so it's very bad news. But people who don't get vaccinated, they're costing everybody, and I'm afraid our Medicare cost is going to go up for the insurance, and all insurance is going to go up. Again, this is not a cheap thing. My second point, very quickly, is that the total disregard for rule of law in the GOP, and I think of where it started, like a lot of things start, is in the great state of Wisconsin, and it started with Scott Walker. So with that, I'll leave you with those 2 points. Thanks for taking my call again, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, no, I think you're right. And on the COVID thing, something like the third of the country hasn't been vaccinated, and they're getting poison every day from Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Trump, Ron Johnson. And you know that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have been vaccinated. Fox News put out a thing that said every you're vaccinated or you're fired. And they don't report that on Fox News, but they get up and lie to everybody about how vaccines may be dangerous. Trump snuck in and got himself vaccinated. He doesn't tell people that. He fans the anti-vax crowd. I think the people that are not getting vaccinated are betraying the country, because it's all well and good to say my body is my right and all that. That's true when it comes to bypass surgery, or should you have this kind of surgery or that, or chemotherapy, or just live with the cancer. Absolutely. Your body is your business. However, a communicable disease is not your business. That's my business too, and everybody's business. And they are communicating a communicable disease, keeping this alive, and as you say, costing Medicare and insurance companies and all of us not only a heck of a lot of money, but also theoretically your life, and certainly your long-term life. Nobody knows what COVID long haulers have to suffer. When you have blood clots in your liver, kidneys, and heart, whether that kicks in tomorrow or 10 years from now, you don't know. It also causes neurological damage, and there'll be studies that show people with early Alzheimer's are ones that got COVID. So, Paul, thanks. And as far as the other stuff, yeah, Walker came in just smiling and grinning in 2010, and everybody thought, oh, well, he can't be that bad. He was a disaster. He busted unions in the state, put in right to work, put in Act 10, busted unions. He got rid of environmental protection so that our wetlands no longer have state protection, only federal, which is less. Pledged over $4 billion to a Chinese company that hasn't done anything in Mount Pleasant for 4 years and never will. $1 billion of it already spent. Turned down $1 billion of Medicaid, $1 billion of train money. Malevolent. He was a malevolent tumor, and the Republican Party now is his legacy. So thank you, Paul. Going back to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Good morning. As usual, I appreciate your excellent ranting. And what I wanted to ask you is I've wondered what you can tell us about the I heard the scary thing about this the ex-president Trump, did I spell that right, had a court victory, and so I just wanted to know what the hell went on with that, and I'll leave it there.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Well, you know, the journalists will say things like, you know, this is a victory or is a defeat for him and all that. I'm not sure exactly which one you're talking about, Dave. There are several of them, but for one of them, there might be, well, here's an example. Here's an example that somehow on the January 6th documents, There's a hold while it's reviewed at the appellate level. That's a quote of victory. Well, ultimately, Trump does not have executive privilege. Biden does. The real victory isn't some momentary ruling staying in order while an appellate court looks at it harder. The real victory for them is delay. It's delay. That's all it is. Because with the succession of appeals, you take Bannon and Meadows. Bannon's been indicted for criminal contempt of Congress. Meadows will be. And then they are going to demand a jury trial. And that's going to take a long time. And then they're going to appeal it. And if, God forbid, the Republicans get in November of 2022 and take the House, they'll withdraw the subpoenas. The subpoenas will be moot. M-O-O-T, moot, look it up. That means that there's no issue anymore. And then they'll be released. This is all about delay. And that is not a victory, but that is their significant victory in letting due process, which has a benign intent, kind of run this thing out, run the clock. And let me give you another example of a victory. And this may have been what you were referring to, too. I do not know. As you may remember, the initial COVID money that went out, a couple of trillion dollars a year ago, right at the beginning of COVID. I mean, people were losing their jobs, restaurant workers, you know, restaurants are closed down. They're trying to get by on takeout. They don't need waiters and waitresses. So a lot of people lost their jobs. And there was money pumped in, and the Republicans went along with it too. And the idea was, let's get some money into the bloodstream of this country. But there was a caveat on it. There was a hook, and it was a good one. And they said, look, when you take this money, you've got to use it to help people. You can't then just cut taxes for wealthy people and put the money to that and not help anybody. And that's been the law right now for what, a year, more than a year? Until an Alabama federal judge appointed by Trump just put in an injunction stopping that and saying that the states cannot be stopped by the federal government from using COVID relief funds to offset tax cuts. The state can offset tax cuts if they want, said this Trump Republican judge in Alabama. I don't expect that to be upheld, except that the Court of Appeals in the South, the Fifth Circuit, is the most conservative, and a lot of the people were, or some of the people were appointed by Trump. That is a flat-out false statement of law to say that the government can't put conditions on money. They absolutely can put conditions. They do it all the time. Here's the money. You have to pay union wages if you use it. Here's the money. You can't use it to offset tax cuts. An Alabama Trump judge repaid Trump for appointing him. And that's what we have around the country. And the problem is delay. That has to be appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They may say, we'll take it under advisement. Why don't you have a jury trial? Chew up another 2 years. Then it'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Six of them are conservative Republicans. I don't know what they'll do. And even if they do, take another year or two. Well, this money gets taken by the states. Here's the sad fact. If you give money to a state with a Republican governor, they will find a way to worm around, not steal it for their own pockets by and large, but do something to get it to their donors and the 1% who contribute to them. That's just a plain fact. One example would be, don't give money to those states. That's constitutionally difficult. The other one is, just hammer them with stringent conditions and ram them through the courts. Going to a break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.